Kalim Perk Aleph Mishnah Dalet 1-4, the last of the series of Mishnayos in which we're enumerating the sources of Toma, the Avos of Toma, and their increasing orders of potency. The last thing we had was the Zav, and now we're saying Lamala Min HaZav is the Zava. The Zava, and the truth is equal to the Zava, is the Nida and the Yoledis in those first 7 or 14 days. They're more potent sources than the Zav. Shehi Matama Es Boala, because the woman makes the man with whom she sleeps, the Boel, into an Avatuma for 7 days also, like we saw in the previous Mishnah. So that means that common to the Zav, Nida, Zava, and Yoledis is they convey Tuma by direct contact, Maga, by bearing their weight, carrying the Zav or Zava in your backpack, or on a rope, or on a seesaw, Masa. Also, Hesed, if they move things, they make those things tummy, they bear those things weight. Also, midras, zav, zav, nidales, if they sleep on a mattress or sit on a couch, whatever it is, it becomes tamiz av atuma. The difference is that the zav who sleeps with a woman, she doesn't become an av, she becomes a rishon through maga, through direct contact, whereas the zava who sleeps with a man, he becomes an av atuma. Okay? Now, lamala min hazava is the mitzora. The mitzora is more potent yet than the zava, shehu matama babia. The word bia here refers to entering into a house. If this, unlike anything we've seen up to now, a mitzora who just is in the same, under the same roof as a person or a kli, makes that person or kli tame potentially. So that is without any contact whatsoever. So that's really a much more potent source of tuma yet. You may be familiar with tumas ohel. This is not ohel. Ohel applies specifically and exclusively to, you know, tumas mace, corpse tuma. This sounds similar, but it's different in fact, four different ways, okay? First of all, Oel applies whether the source of Tumah is over, under, or if they're under a common roof. When it comes to the Mitzorah, it's only the common roof which matters, meaning if a Mitzorah jumps over a person, the person remains Tahor. Whereas if a dead person is thrown over, you know, a Kli, then the Kli becomes Tame, okay? Same as if a person jumps over the Mitzorah, he remains Tahor, whereas if a person jumps over a corpse, the person jumping over becomes Tame. So that's Ohel, as opposed to Bia. Bia is only a common roof. Second of all, you have to be entirely under the same roof, meaning if you have a corpse in a room and you stick your hand in, you become Tame. Whereas if you have a Mitzorah in a room and you stick your hand in, you don't become Tame. Even if you're the tip of your nose is out the door, you're not Tame. You have to only become Tame when your entire person is inside the common roof. Third of all, and when it comes to Bia, so the source of Tumah has to be at rest. It can't be like moving around or in motion. It has to actually, you know, sit and stay still there for a period of time. So once it's stationary, then it can convey Tumah. So it was a, meaning if you have, hypothetically, if you had a, you know, a coffin on wheels and it rolls on through that one side of the house and out the other side, the house became Tumah. Whereas the Mitzara walking through a house without stopping, everything remains Tahor. Okay? And finally, a Machitza can stop Tumas Bia, meaning if the Mitzorah is under the same roof as, you know, the cup, but there is a Mechitzas around, 10 Tefachim high, around the Mitzorah, so then the cup or the person or whatever on the other side of the Mechitzah remains Tahor. So it's really different. But anyways, the point is the Mitzorah can convey Tumah not just through Maga and Masa and Hesed, maybe, and Midras, maybe, but certainly also by Bia, by just being the same, under the same overhang. The Malamina Mitzorah is etzem kesaora, a bone from a corpse. Even if it's the size of a saora, a barley corn, it conveys tumah more potently than a mitzora. Shu matama tumas shiva. It makes the person who becomes tame for 7 days, and not only tame for 7 days, but to become tahor if you either touched maga or masa, you carried, bore the weight, meaning you, let's say you kicked, so you bore its weight, but you didn't actually touch it directly with the bone fragment. You become tummy and for 7 days and require the paraduma water, the mechatas, purification process, on days 3 and day 7 before you go to the mikvah. So that's unlike anything we've seen before, where essentially mikvah is all you need if you get exposed to these kinds of tumah. The zav himself uniquely needs to go into maim chaim, into a spring, but the person who becomes tummy from the zav or the zava, the nida, yoledes, and everything before that, only needs a mikvah. But now if you get exposed to corpse tumah, tumas mace, even from a bone fragment, so then, you, by Maga or Masa, you now have 7 days of Tumah. Chamar Makulam, more potent than everything, even than a bone fragment, is Hames, the actual corpse, or the truth is, a significant portion of the corpse. A whole corpse certainly conveys Tumah. Shehu Matama Ba'ohel, it conveys Tumah with Ohel. Masha Enkin, Masha Ein Kulam Batamin. Nothing besides a corpse or a significant portion thereof conveys Tumah through Ohel, meaning, like I described before, being over it, under it, or being the same roof as it, even for an instant. A whole corpse does it, even a portion of a corpse, meaning if you have flesh, just one kazayas of flesh, all this amount of flesh, or an aver shalem, it shows if you have a detached limb from a person, it shows even if the person was alive, but it's got like the bone and flesh and connective tissue all there as it needs to be, that conveys to him through ohel. Also, a revius of dam, a kiddush cup's worth, you know, of blood from a corpse, from a dead body, conveys to midoraisa through ohel, and also bones from a corpse, in one of four configurations, either rov binyan, meaning the majority of the frame of the skeleton, which it's technical, we'll describe later on Olas how what that exactly means, rov minyan, the majority of the bones, which works out being 125 bones in one place, however that works, we'll discuss in Olas, shidra vugugoles, the spine and skull, a full spine and full skull, totally intact. It's multiple sashonim if you need both of those or either or. We'll convey to him through ohel. And finally, simply a rova kav, like a quarter kav, called a 500cc, roughly speaking, it's like of bones. Those will convey to him via ohel as well.